Okay, we're speaking today with John Collada. John was born in Melrose Park, Illinois on April 27th, 1920, and has lived in Melrose Park his entire life. John served with the United States Coast Guard during World War II from the years 1943 through 1946, and he achieved the rank of Seaman First Class. Today is November 9th, 2007. This is Fidencio Marbella at the Melrose Park Public Library. We're also here with Heidi Krug, a reference librarian at Melrose Park Public Library. This interview is being conducted for the Veterans History Project at the Library of Congress. Okay, let's go ahead and get started. Okay, John, why don't you tell us where and when you were born?
I was born in Melrose Park on 24th Avenue, okay, between Lake and Main, 1920.
Okay.
April 27th.
Okay. And tell us a little bit about your parents. Like, what was their occupation? And can you tell us a little bit about your siblings, if you had any?
My mother was born in Louisiana, and my dad came from Sicily, Chifolu. I believe my dad came here in 1913. Or maybe a little bit earlier. And he was in Mississippi. He had a store in Mississippi that didn't pan out too good. And he came to Melrose looking for a job. He had reference from other people that had been here that work was abundant in Chicago. Dad worked for Northwestern Railroad, Northern Gas, and finally wound up in Oak Park for 29 and a half years with the, I'll say, village maintenance crew. Mother was a housewife. I had one brother and two sisters.
Okay, why don't you tell us how you decided on joining the Coast Guard? What made you decide to join that branch of the armed services?
I didn't decide on joining the Coast Guard. Okay. I went to join the Navy, but my weight didn't make the grade. I only weighed about 110 pounds. And I finally, from Navy recruiting station, they sent me to the Army Station, where I was rejected, and then I was rejected by the Marine Corps, but I guess they needed help in the Coast Guard, so I finally wound up in the Coast Guard. I didn't volunteer. The first time when I went to volunteer, my weight kept me down, and then finally when I got my orders to go, I was taken anyway. I was about 112 pounds at that time.
Okay. Now, once you joined the Coast Guard, where did you end up first going for training?
When I entered the Coast Guard, I wound up at Manhattan Beach, New York. I stayed there for boot training. I think it was about 3.5 months. And then I was shipped to Fort Robinson, Nebraska, and I spent 4 months there training dogs.
Okay. What was the deal with dogs for the Coast Guard?
Dogs were mainly trained to ferret out people coming across who were sneaking in the country, and also we guarded water stations, ammunition dumps, airports, air bases, radio stations, whatever.
Okay. I want to go back a little bit to Camp Manhattan in New York. What was boot camp like? How did you adapt to that?
Well, it was a whole new experience for me. I had never been away from home. We're up at 4 o'clock in the morning. went about a block away to get a shower, get ready. 6 o'clock, we mustered. Then we went for breakfast, and at 8 o'clock, we went for different training for school and whatnot.
What was their schooling like? What kind of classes did they have for you?
We had classes in fire protection, which was, they really indulged in that part of the education as far as fire, I guess, preparation for being on board ship.
Did you have any kind of favorite classes or favorite things that you learned when you were at Manhattan?
At Manhattan? Not really. It was routine. It was up every morning, 4 o'clock, 6 o'clock muster, breakfast, and classes. And then also Army training.
Okay, what was the Army training like?
Marching, saluting, preparation for occasions such as 4th of July and whatnot.
So you mentioned that you went from Manhattan, New York to Robinson, Nebraska. Did they ship
Fort Robinson.
Did they ship you by train?
Yes.
How long a ride was that? And what was that like, traveling across the country like that?
At that time, it took 3 days. We went by train. And then from train, we were in a cattle truck. We transported from the train station to the fort in a cattle truck.
Okay. How come they used the cattle truck? Just no
transportation? It was a semi.
Okay. Did you at least have a place to sit down?
Nope.
Wow. How long the ride was that?
It was about an hour ride.
So in Nebraska, then, you trained the guard dogs.
Right.
And how long were you in Fort Robinson?
About 4 months.
Okay. And then once you finished your training with the dogs, where were you assigned after that?
From Fort Robinson, we went to Jacksonville, Florida. And from Jacksonville, Florida, they took us to air base. And I was at the air base with it. I had two dogs. Finally gave up one. I had a Doberman Pinscher and a Brindle Bull. I kept the Bulldog.
Now these were like the guard dogs?
Right.
Security?
Yeah, these were attack dogs.
Okay. What were their names? Do you remember?
The Pinscher was Buster, and I kept Starchy as the Bulldog.
So were you actually assigned then to the base security with the dogs, or was it more training for you?
We had, the Coast Guard were mainly there for protection. That's where we guarded the radio station, water stations, municipal ammunition dumps, and most of the time we were in the boondocks. At that time, Florida was very well developed. I'm talking going to swamp areas where they had a radio station set up in a swamp area, and we'd stay, get there in the morning and stay for a day or two, and then we'd be relieved every second day. At the ammunition dump, we was right on the air base, the end of the air base, and we'd be there a whole day or a whole night.
Now, when you weren't on duty, what did you do in Florida? Was there anything to do?
Yes, they had a swimming pool. At that time, I was able to swim the length of the pool 14 times.
Wow.
And mostly the fellas played cards. We played double-deck pinochle. Sometimes 24 hours without a break.
Okay. Now, what was the unit that you actually assigned to? Do you remember?
Just the Coast Guard unit.
Coast Guard, okay.
Yeah.
It didn't have like a unit number like the Army does, or?
No.
Okay.
We were a separate unit, and mainly we were at the beginning when we first got there, we were under the jurisdiction of the Marines, and after about 3 weeks, we had our own separate barracks and our own unit.
Okay. Now, did they give you any kind of like firearms training or weapons
training? Yes.
Can you tell
us
about that?
We went on for training as far as machine gun, Thompson machine gun, 45 caliber handgun, and I mainly carried, when on duty, I carried a 38 revolver.
So you're basically like the Coast Guard's police force.
Right.
Okay. So you were in Florida then, and how long were you there?
I was in Florida for 2 years.
Now this was pretty much throughout the state, or just in certain parts of Florida?
No, I was at the air base for 2 years.
This is the one in Jacksonville?
No, this was at Green Cove Springs.
Oh, okay. Did you have any incidents happen there while you were on guard duty? Or?
Well, I was in one hurricane. I was out on the air base in the, on the field. We had a hurricane. And my dog was jittery. You could watch the palm trees flying through the air. And it was kind of scary. The first time I ever was in a hurricane. But we didn't get very much damage. And also, while the air base, I watched planes come in at night during the nighttime. Watch some of them come in without wheels and skid along the runway. It was just like the 4th of July. Luckily, none of them burst in flame while I was there.
Were these like training accidents?
Or? Yeah, all training.
Okay. Do you remember what kind of planes there were that flew out of these bases? Were they all Navy or were they Coast Guard maybe?
Navy, all Navy planes.
Navy.
So no, name? Right off of now, I can't think of the name.
Okay. So Green Cove Springs was mainly a naval training base for
right.
pilots to go overseas.
Okay. Right.
Okay. Did you ever meet any of the flyers or? Did
oh
you
yes. Yes.
What were they like?
One of my days off, we had an opportunity to take a plane ride. I was in a B, a bomber,
okay.
And I forgot what type of bomber. It was a small bomber, and we flew over the coast. We went from Green Cove Springs and went to a base in, I believe it was North Carolina, and we just stopped for some reason. I don't know what particular reason they had stopping there, but then we took off, came back to the air base. It was just something different for the day, that's all.
Now, was that the first time you ever flew in a plane, or had you flown previously?
No, that was the first time I was ever in an airplane.
What was that like for you?
Well, it wasn't too bad, except the hatch, get in with the machine gunner on the belly or the rear tail gunner was in a plastic bubble, and it was kind of scary for me for the first time see the guys sitting there with a machine gun.
Did you have fun though? Did you enjoy the ride?
Yeah, I the ride didn't bother me except for going down into those glass bubbles. I had no it wasn't, didn't seem to be too safe to me.
Okay, so then you were in Florida for the 2 years.
Yeah.
What happened after that?
From Florida, I was shipped to, they figured it no need to have as much security at the base. They had Army personnel there also doing guard duty, so the whole unit was shipped to Norfolk. And from Norfolk, I was shipped to Berkeley. I believe it's all in Maryland. And I was stationed at Maryland for a few months. I went on leave for 10 days. And when I came back, my unit had been transferred. And mostly the guys were on ship already. I was put into barracks mostly were hardened sea guys, and it was kind of rough for greenhorn seamen. But one of the guys kind of befriended me and took me, and we went to Southampton, I believe it was. One of the evenings, but getting around was kind of bad in Norfolk, so I mainly spent my time at the base.
Is this Virginia, Norfolk, Virginia, that you were in?
I believe that's it, yeah.
Okay. Now, you mentioned earlier about going on leave for 10 days. Did you come back home when you were on leave?
I came home, yes. Okay. I came home and spent 10 days at home. And like I said, when I went back, the unit was busted up. They all had shipped out. I think for about a month, I was put in charge of waking up personnel for duty for the day. And we served in the, what we would call a galley. But at this, there was just large restaurant. We worked in the back cleaning shrimp and whatever. Messy job.
Oh, so you had KP for a little while?
Yes, I was in charge of 7 guys. I had to wake them up in the morning and make sure that they got there. We all got there on time, and then they gave us instructions as what to do. And we worked till noon, and then we had lunch, and we helped with the served food and whatnot. And then we worked till 4:30, and after 4:30, we were on our own.
That's a pretty long day.
Yeah.
So what would you do when you were off duty? After?
And I went out one time in Norfolk. Went down the main street, and we started to go on a side street. And the security came up, told us we're not allowed going off the main street. So we went back on the main street, and we stopped in a tavern and had a few drinks. And then we went out, and we stopped in a restaurant to have a bite to eat. And we sat there for about a half hour, and the attendant that was there didn't want to serve us, so we had to leave.
Why was that?
They didn't want you around.
Huh. Were you like the wrong branch of the service, or they just...
No. That's the way it was. There were so many servicemen there, and they had so much, I would say they had difficulty with some of the guys that became intoxicated. And they had the MPs there to keep you on the main road and keep you moving.
Doesn't sound like a lot of fun.
No, they didn't want you there. Okay. They didn't want you there. They wouldn't serve you.
Huh. Okay. So this was about, 1945 by then? Or?
Right. Okay. The middle of 45, I guess.
Okay. So were you in Norfolk?
Wait a minute. It's the early 45.
Okay.
From, I went back one time and they sent this a group of us to office where we got instructions, and I went aboard ship.
Okay. What ship was it?
Destroyer Escort 325. The name was Lowe. L-O-W-E.
That's a pretty small ship, then, Destroyer Escort.
It was, it was one of the 300-footer, I think it was.
So how long were you on the Lowe?
7 months. I was on board ship for 7 months. We went up and down the coast. We went around Cape Hatteras and Christmas Eve, and never thought we were going to make it. That was a storm brewed, and we went through a hurricane, and we had to have our lifeline and tie ourselves down when we were on duty outside.
To avoid getting washed overboard?
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Now, what were the ship's responsibilities at this time? Was it mainly to detect submarines, or?
Well, thinking of it today, it seemed foolish, but at that time, we had to watch out for other ships. And came an incident one time in a peaceful, we were up around New York, and one of the fellows hollered submarine, and he thought it was a periscope, and come to find out it was a mop somebody had thrown over. So, but you never know.
No.
So they just called an alert.
So the Lowe basically just protected the East Coast against like submarine
right.
threats? Okay.
Right.
Did you ever, was it ever assigned to any convoy duty, the Lowe?
Any what?
Convoys? Did it ever protect those?
No. No. I was lucky. I got out in the ocean, and I don't believe I just one time I got a little sick, seasick, but from land swells, but we never encountered anything as far as our ship was concerned while I was on, but they gave us a movie, showed us what had happened to our sister ship that had been blown all to pieces. The fellas laying on the deck, all mangled and everything. That's about it. That's about the worst I've seen as far as getting that into actual battle. I was very lucky.
So how did you like being on a ship for 7 months?
Well, it wasn't bad. I was fortunate. I got to be an attendant for the chiefs. There were eight chiefs, and my duty was to make sure that the coffee pot was full at all times, the refrigerator was full, and kept the place clean. It was very good duty. I was on from 6 till 4. After 4, I was on my own, unless something came up where they had a meeting or something, and I'd have to go down and make coffee, make sure. But I was pre-warned that there was something doing.
Now, did you have other assignments on the ship? Like, what was your post during, like, battle stations? Did you ever have a...
No, I was fortunate. The first month aboard ship, I was chipping and scraping for painting. And after that, after I got this assigned to the chief's quarters, why... I had it very easy.
What were your shipmates like?
Well, we had one fella, a little Polish fella, about, I would say, 5'6", and very stocky, that was a real comedian, and he kept the guys going, and when the worse the weather was, the happier he was. Singing, and clown him around.
So he kept you all pretty much relaxed?
Oh, yeah, he was a nice guy.
Now, were you at sea when you found out about the end of the war in Europe? Or were you on land by then?
I was aboard the ship. But towards the end, what we did was train officers. And we came in, I think, the last month that I was aboard ship. So we came into port, and we had orders to stay in port, and we'd have these officers come aboard, and they'd be in various parts of the ship learning what to do if they had to go out on sea duty. The last month, we went in and out of the port every day. We'd go out, they'd have training maneuvers, and then we'd go back in. And I was here. We finally wound up taking the ship to back to Green Cove Springs for to be decommissioned. I got out on points. I had enough points to. I had to wait my turn, but I got out early.
Okay. So were you there? Did they have some kind of decommissioning ceremony for the ship?
No, I wasn't there for that. Okay, we just brought the ship back to Green Cove Springs, and they had them all tied up side by side.
Okay. Now, you were discharged in 1946?
Right, okay. April of 1946.
Okay. Now, how did you get home from Florida?
From Florida, I went by train. I was shipped to Detroit, Michigan. And from Detroit, Michigan, I was separated and came home on a train. I came home to Chicago and found my way back to Melrose Park.
Did your family know that you were coming?
Yeah, I had sent a letter ahead of time that I had enough points, but I just had to wait for my turn.
So what was it like coming home? Did when you actually got to your house, was your whole family there or friends? Was anybody there to greet you?
My brothers and sisters. My brother had been discharged ahead of me. He was at home, and my mother was the happiest one. Dad just took it in stride.
Now, how was it like for you to readjust to life outside of the military? Was it difficult, or did you have an easy transition?
No, I was used to working. I started working when I was 7. You might not believe this, but I actually did. I had a paper route at 7 when I was 7 years old. By the time I was 8, I was out selling perfume for $0.10 a bottle. I earned money to buy my first toy, which was a wooden wagon. And I just kept busy. I always had a job. I stayed home for about 2.5 months after I got out of service. I didn't go to work. I just bummed around with some of my friends. Get together and had a little fun. That's about it. We walked everywhere we went. So
after the 2.5 months, then you actually just decided, okay, it's time to go back to work.
After 2.5 months, I went back to my old job. Yeah.
What was your old job?
Well, I was had been an apprentice in a tool shop. I was a machinist. And I went back to work, and we decided on wages, but after a month I learned that what I was making would never be enough, so I had to find a different job. And I went to work for Sola Sturgis in which was a town next to Melrose Park in Bellwood. And I worked there for almost 10 years. I got married in the meantime. I was on my own.
Okay, so just so kind of to wrap it up, serving in the military, has that affected your life in the future? I mean, after you served, did it somehow affect your outlook on life? Or
well, at the present time, we're at war with Iraq, and it kind of gets me when I go to the VA and I see the veterans not as fortunate as I was, and it kind of bothers me quite a bit. It's something that you see and you can't forget. Especially I visit VA once in a while, and I just can't go like this.